Let people see your technique.
If anybody saw me do anything right now, it's pathetic.
Let people see your technique.
But I was thinking that because I did that show in Brooklyn last night. It's nice to be in a room where you can physically dominate every human in the room.
That's true.
It's sick.
You're King Herod in there, dude.
I'm just a big, fat, sassy boy.
You think you could fucking, you could have ran through that?
Easy. Everyone in Brooklyn?
True, yeah.
Oh my, I took Clark out. We had a nice, dude, I got a pedicure.
Did you see that? Oh, no.
I got a fucking pedicure.
My babe was telling me about that.
Yeah, was she making fun of me?
No, she was like,
yeah, we don't ever do that.
Oh, shut up.
That's what happens.
I give every fucking bitch one, dude. I'll do it with you once. Stop bothering me about it.
I'll get a fucking pedicure again.
It's nice. I like it.
I never had one in my life.
They clean your toes out. I have like perpetual just shit in my toenails.
In my big toenails in the corners.
Yes. It's not fungus, by the way.
It's disgusting.
Don't let your girlfriend. It's sock stuff. It's fungus. I'm like, it's fucking sock stuff, dude.
It's sock stuff.
The fuck out of here,
you. Fat bitch. I call Clark fat a lot in public.
Really?
It's pretty fun.
How do people like that?
Other people get very upset.
Really?
I mean, she knows. Obviously, I'm not calling anyone fat. But it's funny to call Clark. I'll be like, you fucking fat bitch. Let's get out of here.
What are the
Chinese in the fucking pedicure place were great.
What do they do?
They just...
Oh, they're fucking great,
they're
dude.
Just rubbing my footsies.
Did you have a sensitive spot on your foot?
I think my whole foot's sensitive.
No, like the one time...
I was laughing the whole time.
I don't know if you...
When they shave your foot, I was
yeah,
laughing.
Yeah, they scrub... Dude, so I had a lady who... So she would... press up on the bottom of my foot.
Make and it come.
My dick would literally jump.
Really?
If she'd press the foot, dick. My dick would move. And I was just like, what the fuck? Wow. And the lady kept doing it. And I was looking at her like, yo,
you know
stop that,
doing,
lady.
Dude.
Oh, dude. Asian ladies can make you come like 50 different ways, dude. You think they don't even need to touch your dick, dude. They can fucking...
Those are the points of
they know all your little body maps, dude. Yeah.
The pressure point. You're fucking nutty, dude.
Just your bottom of your foot and your butthole. It's like, oh, God. How do you know?
I treated her like a queen, dude.
Did you really?
A pedicure, and then I went to her. She's been looking at this fucking vegan restaurant on.
You let her feast
on Instagram. She just for some reason was captured by it.
Yeah,
we went down.
How was
she? Took her to fucking Brooklyn to a vegan restaurant. She knew I was miserable the whole time. I kind of ruined it by just being
a dick.
I wasn't a dick to anyone. I was just clearly fucking mad.
Yeah.
Brooklyn is the gayest place.
It's pretty brutal.
Like, it's cool. There's definitely cool fucking parts of it, but the like, hipsters?
Yeah.
They're not even...
It's like a part of a city run by a 23-year-old girl.
It's like every single person's dressed like a complete fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And they're all... There's no, like... Everyone's, like, numb to everything. Every fucking vegan restaurant I've gone to, which now that I'm dating the Clark dog, has been plentiful.
Yeah.
They're just the shittiest servers possible.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Brooklyn, what? Go to Brooklyn, dude.
Yeah, I wonder. I see.
Again, though, it's nice sitting in a restaurant being like, if I freak out, I can fucking.
Oh, you
could
completely, dude. You won't be far until you'll be on Jones status, dude, where you'll have a bunch of like little people like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out.
Your badass couldn't have fucking founded this country. It was founded by men like me. I'm fueled by 1776.
Oh, dude, I'm living for it.
I love 1776. So when I go to Brooklyn and see all the pussies, yeah. I get fucking pissed.
They were definitely loyalists, dude.
They were all fucking Tories.
They fucking love England, dude.
Love England.
Fuck that.
If I bowled in the China shop in that fucking vegan restaurant.
If you bucked?
If I bucked in there, it'd be chaos.
If you fucking did like a back, I'm like a horse, dude. That's me in Brooklyn. If you walk too close to me, I might back kick you. I took my dogs out for a, walk with Brittany. I took my dogs out with Brittany last, I haven't worn any of my like shorts or summer clothes.
Yeah.
All winter, obviously. So I'm like, I had these sweatpants on. I'm like, they're too fucking hot. So I'm like, let me get some shorts. I popped some shorts on. I must have never worn these before. I guess I just never tried them on. Dude, Jane, they were like fucking 6 inches above my knees. So I'm walking my dogs, and I walked like all the way up, all around. And I'm like laughing because my shorts were so fucking high. And the whole time, Brittany's like, oh my God, you're fucking embarrassment. And that's what I kept saying. I was like, dude. So I was like, check out my fucking...
Yeah, nice legs.
I've been jumping rope all winter, bro. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Must be crazy.
It's insane, dude. So I'm like, oh, what you got to say about that? Oh, what's that? Yeah. That's why I thought. I was like, Brady, I got a fucking horse. I'm like a fucking centaur out here.
The one thing I do have from holding up this fucking meat...
Nice-ass fucking legs, dude.
Fucking legs, dude.
That's all you need.
I mean, that's where all my power comes from.
Yeah, I'm like a fucking Greek bodybuilder, dude. I'm all legs. The Greeks are all legs, dude. They're all butt, all legs.
Yeah, that's so. Last night I did that show in Brooklyn, and it was like, it was funny because Stav was taking, speaking of Greek bodybuilders, Stav was fucking.
Is he stout?
He is a stout boy.
Really?
Have you seen him?
No.
Have you ever seen Stav?
No.
You have no idea what he looks like?
No clue. Is he stout?
Yeah, he's pretty stout.
Nice.
It's about as stout as somebody gets.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's a stout Greek boy.
He's a nice little cup of milk.
He is a fucking thick cup of milk, dude.
I didn't know that.
He was literally just taking pictures of me because of how upset I was. Like, I didn't know when he was taking pictures. Yeah, yeah. He was like, I got to show this to people how uncomfortable you are in here.
Oh,
I was in
so
there in like a hoodie and jeans. Like,
yeah, it's a weird
trying
fucking.
Trying to chug beer to fucking feel good.
It's a weird vibe in there, dude.
Well, everybody's dressed like a fucking maniac. Everyone's dressed like an ironic dad from the 90s. Like wearing like an old polo, shitty mustache. Everybody has to have an ironic fucking facial. It's crazy.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that.
Everything sucks. They're just trying to be shitty.
What is the overall
political?
Yeah,
and then they love like well, leftist. Like
it's like they are.
We're nihilists. What are we doing?
It's like a group of like the most uber conformists who somehow think they're like these radical fucking thinkers. Yeah. And it's like, you guys fucking, every piece of shit propaganda they sent to you through the New York Times, you guys gobble up like a bunch of fucking morons.
Yeah.
It's literally,
I mean, it's hack for us to even fucking shit on these people at this point, but.
It is. That's how badly people feel
last
for
last night.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, last night was awesome.
It's gotta be dying off.
Last night was awesome. Cause those were all fucking Comptown fans. So it was all like.
Yeah. Probably having a blast.
Genuinely funny fucking dudes. Like hilarious.
But if you're in that, if you're in that.
Being in Brooklyn, like that fucking vegan restaurant was like, who the fuck are these people?
That's the thing. You still have to kind of, if you're in that world, you can still be like, yeah, this stuff's kind of dumb, but you still kind of have to dress like a fucking dope. You know what I mean? You still got to wear like your like Uncle Stonewash cut off jean shorts and be like, like, you gotta feel
funny.
It's fucking weird, dude. It's like being at like a 70s themed Halloween party for your entire life.
And it's funny because they're all dressing like my dad. Like, get some trousers on. Get a nice pair of slacks.
I remember when they all started wearing like Carhartt shit.
Making fun of my dad? Is that what they're doing?
I have no idea. Yeah, it's like you were saying something about the girls like dressing like
girls,
ugly on
like,
purpose.
Why are you guys ugly now? Trying to dress like fucking ugly ladies.
It's weird.
They all dress like they're taking like, you know those portraits people used to get at like the mall?
Jostens, yeah.
They're literally dressing like that. Like big glasses, like fucking weird pants that like pants from like business pants from like the 70s. It's like, it's crazy.
I just wonder what the fucking point is.
There is no point. I think the point is to bother us.
Well, back in
the day, point is literally to annoy
it doesn't even bother
you
me.
And me.
That's the thing.
Sitting here like, what the fuck are these guys doing?
It doesn't even bother me. It's just kind of like, what the fuck, are you guys throwing a pair of fucking dungarees and a t-shirt, dude? You guys don't like you don't have to try so hard, especially when people try hard with clothing, because those outfits are very like thought about and like picked out, and a lot of times people pay a decent amount of money for that.
Yes. Trying
so it's
hard
like,
to look like you're not trying is fucking gay.
Yeah, dude, just fucking throw on some. What did I have a fucking blue Russell fucking jogger
you
sweatpants.
Went to fucking Walmart, picked
t-shirt.
Out some sweatpants.
Exactly.
And got your fucking brother's restaurant's t-shirt.
Yeah, dude.
I'm wearing a cool shirt.
That is a sick fucking shirt.
I bought a fucking cool 76ers t-shirt.
Yeah, but the fact is like, if you're up in Brooklyn, if someone wore that, they'd be kind of like, they'd have to like scan it through a level of like irony and
yeah,
be like.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, you're just like wearing that, like the whole thing of like actually like buying sports.
If you
how funny
bought, like,
that, oh, that's fucking
shirt,
hilarious.
Like, oh.
Yeah, dude, it's weird.
Yeah.
Fucking shit. They actually, that guy David Foster Wallace called this about how like we were so steeped in irony. He said it kind of ruined a generation. Where you have to like express yourself through like this ironic filter where it's like everything has to be like kind of a joke, but not really.
Yeah.
He talked about this in like the early 90s, bro. Dude was a prophet. Fucking hung himself. R.I.P.
I went to... Yeah, that's sick. Hanging yourself's the shit.
Yeah, it's a fucking good move.
Was at a birthday party in Brooklyn at some bar. And first off, that was... It's crazy. Going to a fucking bar. The bar was ironic.
Sorry. I had Spud was telling me the other day. He was explaining like basically what we're talking about. He's like, I don't know, man. He was like, I guess it's like... He's like, he was trying to say like they're like guys that like you can grow a mustache and still look like a pussy.
Yeah, they are.
That's what it is. He's like, that's the litmus test. If you can grow a stash and look like a pussy, it's like you're in.
Yeah. Well, I also don't want people to think I'm shitting on a kid named Adam. He has everything we're describing, but he's funny as fuck. So
it's fine.
I don't want to, you know.
You still make fun of him for dressing.
Yeah. So we were at this, walk into this party, it's again, even the bar is ironic. It's like a dive bar that looks like a fucking, like a Croatian fucking VFW. Like, it's an old VFW type room. Mm-hmm.
It's like Deer Hunter.
Yeah. It's yeah. Like, and then when we're walking in, these two girls come from the back patio and fling open the door, and it like hits me. And I'm while I'm walking, and I was like, excuse me. And she was like, you're excused, and kept walking. I was just like, whoa.
Well, you know what it is? We gotta leave. I think it was a lot of...
I should have fucking bucked right there, dude.
Well, a lot of these kids are on, what the fuck they call it? They call it... Andrew Yang, yeah, drugs. Andrew Yang made fun of them, too, because they call it PBI, parental-based income. It's not universal basic income, parental-basic income. So it's like...
They got FBS.
Your kids, your kids are kind of at, like, Disney World their whole life. Like, you just basically set your kid up where they're just walking around the Epcot Center like, oh, this is fun. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, dude, props to your fucking dad who's a monster enough to fucking finance your entire life in Brooklyn.
Party time in Brooklyn where you dress like an asshole.
Yeah, because if you look at they're like, a lot of times when you have someone like that, their dad or mom, like one of them, usually their dad is a fucking beast, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, your dad's cool. You probably it's a funny thing to say to people, like, but you probably have a cool fucking dad, don't you? Like, only your dad would have to be the man to be able to set you up like that. They're just kind of like, fuck you, dude.
I went to a – I met with – so after NXT, this is how good of a fucking boyfriend I am.
Yeah.
For Clark's birthday, I went to WWF with Soder. I told her to go find something. So she met with her friend, and so she's hanging out with her friend's friends.
Sure.
In New York. And I meet up with them after.
After
and they're all
WWE.
After WWE, dude. Of course. I'm jacked.
Sure.
And so I'm expecting, these kids are all 23 and 24. Like, I'm expecting a – it's somebody's house party. So this will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I get in. They're all sitting in a dark room on the couches, listening to like bad fucking EDM music in the dark. It was weird. Just everyone just lounging on their phones. I was like, is this, can you guys not even have fun now? You have to ironically sit here?
It's languish.
It's crazy.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. I had fun. I got in there and got loose.
Oh, you probably had a blast, dude. You turned the party up?
Yeah, I was like, what are you kids doing? Get up. Come here.
Oh, my God.
Let me see you.
Did you make them dance for you?
I made the boys dance.
Did you really?
No, I sat there and
you should have sat there the whole time, like, just the boys now, dance. All right, now the girls, boys, sit down.
No. Oh, this was great. These girls were trying to leave. Like, right when I got there, they were leaving. They knocked over a cup that spilled everywhere. And then they were going to leave. And I was like, here, there's paper towels in the kitchen. You can go. This is, like, right when I walked in. I made this girl go get paper towels, and I was like, yep, clean it. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Good for you.
Yeah. They were going to leave.
You're teaching the youngsters some respect.
You fucking spilled a glass, and then we're going to walk out.
That's really shitty.
It was crazy. These youngsters, dude,
I
don't like them.
Fucking, I can't stand it.
I got the hangovers real bad right now.
Yeah, that's when you start hating the youngsters, dude.
I was hating the Chinese at the rest stop.
Hating the youngsters.
Hating the youngsters now. I hate an entire borough of New York.
Oh, my God.
No, Brooklyn obviously is fucking cool, but...
I mean,
there's cool parts for sure.
I like the fact that they like can observe my like dietary restrictions. I go in there and I'm like, sweet, thank God all these fucking dorks are here so I can eat.
But
I hated it. I was there. I was like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, Brooklyn's pretty gay.
I fucking hated it.
I don't know why I'm trying to fucking like save face. And be like, you know what? Brooklyn's actually all right.
It sucks.
Brooklyn's gay.
It fucking sucks. I lived there for a month and I was like, I will not fucking live in this place. But yeah, bro. Where are we at?
We're at 109, baby. Ooh. Like that, walking
up. I would have jumped over him. And got to my door and been like, fuck you. And just opened up and went inside.
He would have two-pieced you.
I can't. Please, dude. I would get. If I get inside, it's over.
If you get inside, yeah. In,
the average street fighter's coming wide, dude. I'm just like, hands to the head, boom. Double underhooks. Please, dude.
That's
scary stuff.
I would get fucked up. I would get fucked up.
You would get fucked up?
Whenever I come home, I'm so tired. Like,
you're so humble on the podcast.
I wouldn't. I'm just saying, I don't like fighting, and I will be tired.
You're more of a lover.
Oh, my God.
Matt, don't. Come on, Matt.
These guys. All right.
Well, to bring you into speed, or up to speed, whatever it is, Shane was just making Chris uncomfortable about sexuality in general. Which is odd, because usually Shane's the one a bit uncomfortable.
No, I like to...
I don't think anyone was uncomfortable.
Nobody was uncomfortable, Matt. Now you're making it weird, dude.
What are you talking about?
Come on, you know what you're doing.
I'm setting the stage.
I actually just moved to New York.
I'm setting the stage, dude.
I live in New York, and so like when I hear people like Matt, who's like sexually repressed, talk about sexuality, like it's some funny fucking joke. It's like, ugh.
You have such a
get over it, dude. Just get over it.
I'm over it, dude.
Please get over
it. I'm over it. I'm just trying to get the listeners up to speed.
Get over it, dude.
I mean, there's a lot of invisible forces in this room, dude. I'm trying to put them through sonically, you know what I'm saying?
What invisible forces?
Your hidden reservoir of compassion is
exactly.
One.
I'm trying, yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm putting this all in the sound.
Believe in ourselves. Oh, man. Fun times.
Yeah, I would play that again. Yeah. Anyway, nobody died on July 12th.
Hour and a half. Yeah, nobody died July 12th at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn.
It's not a straight stand-up show. It's like a storytelling show, but it's done by stand-ups, so it's like a single narrative thing, but it's not serious.
Shut up.
What the fuck, dude? This is about playing NHL again. Don't beat the fuck out of my goalie. We got through this. I feel all right about it.
Yeah, that'll be good. July 12th. Go to that in New York. It's lit. I'll be up there. That's just where I live now. So it's like, I'll probably hop on like the fucking H.
You gotta get short shorts first, though.
I do. I've been getting ridiculed by my fucking fashion forward roommates. Not wearing baggy shorts.
If you just went up there and just went like full short shorts in New York, that would be a power move, dude.
I can't do that.
If you just would.
I can never betray myself.
If you came back in short shorts and had like a shitty bit about like the train and then like homeless people, I'd be like, that city got him. It's over.
That'd be awesome.
The city ruined him.
That'd be so tight.
I'll never do that.
So I've been in New York. I watch people do that for real.
Yeah, they always do that.
I'm a New Yorker. And
everybody that leaves Philly and goes does stand up in New York comes back usually at like the Raven.
All your premises
and
are
every premise
that.
Is like. So I was on the. I almost it's like, so I was on the fucking subway and like homeless people say crazy shit. Yeah. It's like yeah that's it. That's New York. Yeah. Keep doing it.
I see crazy stuff in there. It's like cool.
Yeah, cool beans.
But you should go there and watch the show.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be. It's
good
really
to emigrate
to
New York every now and again.
Yeah, you gotta get up there.
What do you call? You don't call Philly the city. If someone calls like, I'm going to the city, and you go, you're going to the city.
If somebody's
you're going to Philly. That's
You mean Philly?
Oh, when I say the city, I just think it's
New York. If somebody's like, I'm going downtown, I'm like, oh, sick.
Oh, so you're going to Manhattan?
Manhattan. Once you're from New York, you start pronouncing the names correctly. It's Manhattan. If you want a law against unruly actions on the subway, the 13th Amendment's going to be in full effect, dude. We are going to be, business will be a booming in the private prison sector. If you're, dude, as somebody who lives in New York now, I took the fucking megabus yesterday. If there were laws against unruly behavior, about 6 African Americans would be going to jail
now. You think they'd be in there?
I got on the megabus, things were going great.
Yeah.
Black dude to my left starts throwing up into a plastic bag. He starts puking into a plastic bag. Dude, I almost cried. I want to go home.
Dude, he started crying next to him. There's some other dude that's like, I got a fucking guy throwing up in a plastic bag. Some other dude's crying.
That retarded guy's sobbing.
Hell. Dude, I was in
Douglas. Oh, this is great, though. This is because then the guy in front of me, his seat was back, and I was in the seat behind him to the right. So I could see his Facebook, or I could see what he was doing on his phone.
Oh, so he's in front of you, leaning back.
He was leaning back.
Yeah.
He was a black dude on a fucking public transit. Of course, if you're black and you have the option to recline your seat, you immediately recline your seat. You're like, this is my space.
He smashed a lever.
Yeah, he smashed that lever. But then I was looking at his fucking phone, and he was a gay dude just watching dudes jerk off.
Stop.
Yeah, for real. Almost the entire bus trip, he was watching... different people on Twitter. It was all people's Twitter feeds. Gay, like black gay Twitter of dudes jerking off. Like literally dick in the camera, fucking just stroking their dick. And that was in front of me, and then to the left of me, black dudes puking into a plastic bag. I was just sitting there just
fucking hilarious.
Trying to listen to fucking Carlin's new fucking Japan. What hardcore history. He's got new hardcore history.
I heard about that,
About Japan. You'd love it.
And again. Again, imagine these bombs come down. Everyone you know.
And imagine. this is medieval Japan.
It's about samurais?
Well, it starts out, he gives a brief history of Japan.
I love samurais.
It's such a good, dude, Japan
is... That's what I am politically, dude, a samurai. You should just be able to dominate a thing of land, make people make rice for you. If they disobey, you fucking... cut their motherfucking head off. Someone cuts your head off, Too big.
There's a sick dude. With like my hips up, not even face down, ass up, like sticking it up. You know what I mean?
Dude, you should cross dress.
I just gotta roll my hips and let him see my fucking, let him see everything.
You should cross dress and do like a roll around your bed in lingerie where you just like roll around your bed and it's like a gif and you send it to him, dude.
Yo, how about that fucking Subway ad I sent you?
Dude, what the fuck was that?
New York is so fucking gay.
What was the ad for though?
It's a wedding. There's these ads on these Subway cars now that are for, it's a wedding app.
Okay.
Or it's a wedding company.
They wedding help you app?
Yeah, it's like an app that helps you design your wedding.
Okay.
So all these ads are like, the first one was like Indian people, and like we were able to plan, like, and then it was a bunch of shit I never heard of.
Like what?
Our Sangreep, our fucking Deshmeek, or like we planned all this through this ad.
They organized like a long dance like, number with like the bride or the groom like seduce
somebody. Out hell, somebody out hell. Yeah, and it's like, dude, yeah, we get it. You guys are diverse.
Yeah.
You don't have to make up words and post them on the Subway.
Yeah, dude.
But then this one was about a gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
These two fucking hot gay dudes that got married.
Sure.
The quote, "We couldn't have pulled off the craziest 3 days of our entire lives without Zola." Zola's the company, by the
and
way.
It's our new sponsor, Jack, dude. Jack, who popped out of the cake, dude.
So then underneath it, it has a quote, "John and Mark, they swapped rehearsal dinner for a drag pageant, ... featuring their dads." That's what they did.
Their dads dressed
and then
drag?
Here's a picture of their fucking cross-dressed dad with his two, with Hold his up. Gay boy. Dude,
that's
his dad?
Dad?
That's a hot ass.
His dad's fucking hot, bro.
That's a cross-dressing dad, dude.
What if you're like, you're getting gay married and you convince like your dads to cross-dress?
That's what they
First
did.
First of all, the dad was probably like, okay, I'll be there in 15 minutes. He's probably already wearing a dress. And he's like, what do you want?
He's like, I just got to finish my eyeliner. Start.
Let me think about this.
Dude, they had their dads do a cross-dressing pageant at their fucking gay wedding.
Dude, what if they like went in the dressing room and their dads were just fucking, dude, in drag? And they were like,
that's probably what they want. What else do they, what would they want with that?
You don't
want
to walk in on your dad's fucking. They're probably like, dad's gross. Dad's. Ew. I don't even want to think about you guys having, I don't want to think about my dad's having sex.
Dude, they made them dress up and dance.
It's pretty wild, dude.
You should do that at your wedding.
I would. I'm like, I'll get my dad to
get
dress
remarried
and
get a fucking,
I gotta get
make
Zola.
Your dad cross dress.
It's going to be the top of my docket, dude.
That's going to be number one on my list. My dad needs to wear a thong.
True.
At the wedding.
I don't
my
know,
dad's
dude.
Not in a thong.
I don't want to do that to my, whatchamacallit, my black father-in-law.
Oh, fucking.
Everyone's trying to put black men in dresses, bro.
Black men, dude.
Oh, why do always strong black men have to put on a dress,
dude?
I'm not contributing to that.
He would strike a pose.
I'm so conflicted right now between my values of cross-dressing and but putting black men in dresses.
Everybody's trying to demasculate the black man.
Exactly, dude. But and I'm not going to have that at my wedding.
Demasculate. That's not the word.
Demasculate, yeah.
Demasculate?
Mm-hmm.
What about emasculate?
Maybe that might be the right
word.
Emasculating. You could demasculate, though. Like,
Whatever.
I get, you know, you can get demasculated.
Yeah.
But you get it right back.
Dude, imagine.
If you're like me and Jack and Tom Hardy, you get it right back.
How are you not free? I could have, I was staring at that the entire Subway ride.
I was blown the fuck away, dude. Getting your dad's
address.
First of all, I'm calling bullshit on that. Dude, that's another thing about the social media book. There's so many fake accounts and actors that, like, this dude, and I haven't verified it
also,
yet.
Also, notice the black priest, the black female priest.
In the back?
She presided over the wedding.
Just fucking lording over the trans dads?
Black lady priestess, and then their dad's pageant.
It's like a comic strip, dude.
It's crazy.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that didn't happen. I think that might have just been a photo shoot. You know what I mean? Because,
mm-hmm.
dude, I was watching this shit.
It's funny that that's what they were like. All right, let's think of something like cool. What would be really cool?
Yeah, getting your dad.
Black priestess. What's like anti-establishment? How about our dad's cross-dressing at our wedding?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude.
Stop.
That's fucking wild.
Don't do that. Not in my country, man.
God damn it.
Not in my America.
That's fucking crazy, dude. I'm just trying to think of like... I mean, dude, it's
all just for New Yorkers to jerk off on the Subway. Yeah, that's what the homeless dudes are jerking off to. They're all just super woke.
I mean, that one
they
dad is pretty
like
fucking
that
hot.
Fucking,
that dad's hot. I'm glad you agree because I saw the last night. I'm like, fucking
that cross-dressing
dad's
hot. Dad's
hot
as fuck, dude.
Yeah,
it's a cross-dressing dad.
Very exotic looking.
That's an angel daddy, dude.
Shit, bro. I'm going to put my dad in some dress, see what he's looking like. Who knows? I might have a hot fucking cross-dressed dad.
They made their dads ma'ams,
dude. My dad would look like Miss Doubtfire, bro. My dad would not be looking good.
What, ma'am Doubtfire, dude?
Ma'am
Doubtfire.
You'd
be a good man.
Oh, dude, speaking of the fucking devil.